mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
And we are back to 100.7 Cristo the Rock, The Word FM. We're having a great time tonight. It's a good Saturday night because we're taking a look not out there but in here. We're checking ourselves, seeing how we are, because it is time to get recharged. And say it in Spanish, Evangelite.
Wait, recárgate. Recharge yourself.
Recharge yourself. And it's important to recharge yourself.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that we spend a lot of time pointing out what's wrong with everyone else. You know, and we notice what's wrong with, you know, if my cousin, if he didn't talk that way, he'd be this way. My mom, if she didn't do this. We are so, you know, it's so easy to pick up on everybody else's stuff, you know, that we forget that there's things about our life that need to be tended to. Yeah. You know, and it's not so much. I'll give you an example. And this is spontaneous. OK. I had a condo. Not like a condo. It was a condo. That is so like Californian. Like I lived up in the valley, you know? But I had a condo in California.
Yeah.
And, you know, it had a small but two-story. And I remember that I had left a box in the hallway. And it was something that needed to be put away. And it really needed to be taken care of. So the first day, it bugged me because it was there. And I'm like, oh, I need to get to it.
Yeah.
And then I left it there for a couple of days. Mm. And then the second week came around and it didn't bug me as much. And then all of a sudden, I didn't even notice that that box was there. I just got used to it being there.
Yeah.
But when someone comes to see it for the first time, they can tell that it just doesn't belong there.
What's the box doing?
Yeah.
Why
is it there? It's like in the way. It's not part of the decor. It's not part of anything.
Right.
It's in the way. But when you neglect something, you kind of get used to it being there. What's my point there, Aaron?
Wow. The point is there can be a problem or some sort of stumbling block in your life. And if you just gloss over it sooner or later, it remains, it stays, and it's still a problem whether you address it or not. And it's still there, and you need to get rid of it.
And we walk around it.
We walk around it until you trip on it, fall flat out.
Exactly. You know what? Come on now, Aaron. Come on now. But it's true. It is true. And so when we talk about recharge yourself, when we talk about working on yourself, it's not. And I, you know, some people like to take things out of context, and they only hear one phrase, and then they walk away saying, oh, this person said this. Let's make it very clear. It has nothing to do with being egotistical. It has nothing to do with being a self-centered individual or self-idolatry or adoring yourself. It has absolutely nothing to do with that.
Right.
It has to do with taking responsibility for yourself that no one is going to do it for you. Someone can point out your faults, but it's up to you to get rid of them.
Right.
You know, I can point out to you what you need to do, but unless you do something about them, you're going to remain that way.
Yeah.
So it's our responsibility to accept, you know, I need to change this area of my life. I need to work on this area of my life. I need to get healthy.
Yeah.
And I need to be not only a blessing for others, but you know, you need to enjoy your own company.
Yeah.
Does that make
sense?
How many
people can say that they enjoy themselves, just being around yourself?
And you need to know, you need to acknowledge what areas of your life need to be changed.
Yeah.
You need to be fully aware, you know, I don't feel the peace of God. I don't feel the same joy that I felt. I don't feel the same drive or passion that I felt a year ago, 5 years ago to serve God or to even love others.
Mm.
If that's your heart and that's your situation, then you need to back off. Back off. 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 Ruff, ruff. Let me tell you, people, we are in such a crazy mood tonight.
A little bit of caffeine.
Yeah, I had an overdose. But we need to back up and analyze our life and say, well, how do I get myself back there? Today, I heard this song. I heard this song. I read the lyrics of this song and I heard it. And it was a woman singing how she longed to be back in that place where she can clearly hear the voice of God, where she can really know with clarity how God is leading her.
Wow.
And it was a beautiful, beautiful song. And I think it's a yearning of many hearts. It's a yearning of maybe hearts tonight that are listening that really have never even had direction from God and need that direction.
Now, Diana, you mentioned, you know, you gave the metaphor and the analogy of the box in the condo. And if you leave it there long enough, you're gonna forget about it, and it's not supposed to be there. And you said you have to take care of yourself, and no one's gonna do that for you. Well, I'm sure. See, I've never been married, but I'm sure if you're married, that's different, right? I mean, you can count on your spouse taking care of your problems, right? I mean, or does it extend to even the marriage realm? Do you have to take care of yourself? Is it just that nobody's gonna do it except you? Is that the case?
Well, you know what? In the marriage case, your husband or your spouse can easily point out what you need to do.
They can point out, but who is the one that has to change?
We do. We do.
Everyone has to.
Yes, we
take
do.
Take care of ourselves.
Yes, I can point it out till I turn blue.
Yeah.
But unless you get up and change it,
yeah,
it's not going to work. And a lot of times, that's where marriage problems exist, and that's where a lot of marriages get destroyed, because when you're married, you see each other for who you really are. I mean, you can only hide so much.
Mm.
And if your spouse is telling you, you know what, honey, you know, you have to work on your, you know, you're a little temperamental, you raise your voice too much, and I don't need you to talk to me like that. And if you have that kind of communication,
yeah,
the spouse, whether it be the male or female, there's women who nag and scream and throw pots and throw shoes and do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
you know. We can point it out to each other,
yeah,
but unless each one acknowledges and takes responsibility for their own actions,
it's just a shouting match,
and someone eventually is going to get tired.
So you've got to take care of your own stuff.
Well, you have to take responsibility for your own stuff.
Right.
You really do.
Right.
And you need to be able to communicate. Well, if let's say you point something out that I said and I really didn't mean it,
mm-hmm,
then it is still my responsibility to clarify it.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, that isn't what I meant.
Yeah.
It's still my responsibility.
Mm.
Do you understand what,
yeah,
I'm saying? And so when we talk about recharge yourself, it has to do with being a healthy me.
Yeah.
Being a healthy me for God and being a healthy me for others. And being able to acknowledge, what is it about me?
Yeah.
What is it that you like or you don't like? And then, of course, the things that are a blessing and you enhance them. If you're a giver, give freely, trusting that God will bless you for it. But if you're struggling in an area,
mm-hmm,
and you're having trouble with your heart, and I think this is the hardest part, because we need to reach in there and say, why am I sad?
Mm.
Why am I troubled? Like King David, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and everything that is within me. There are some times that our soul is just so shut down. Why? Like, for instance, Aaron.
Well, go ahead.
If somebody asks you,
yeah,
hey, how are you doing, Aaron? What is your usual response?
Hey, I'm good. I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not thinking. Here's what's going on in my head as a guy. Ask me again. Here's my mental voice. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to hear your mental voice.
Okay.
And so, I say, hey, Aaron, how are you doing?
Kind of a dull tone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a guy. I don't know. I don't know how I'm doing. I'm just kind of like some people, guys kind of walk around, look around. We're just chilling out. We're just.
You think so?
Okay. I don't think guys. Maybe
hey,
guys
we need some guys to call in.
We need some guys
hey,
to call
email
in on the,
us,
the
call
number
us,
on your
and
screen.
Let us know if you're a guy and you do think.
Yeah. I think, Diana, that guys, maybe most of the time, don't really know how they're doing. You know, somebody, how you doing? How you really doing? Then you have to kind of think. You can figure it out, but it takes a second. I think women are more in touch with themselves and their feelings and their emotions and their state of being. But guys, we're always either happy or sad or confused or whatever. But we don't really know as readily. We're not really that connected. We don't really care. I don't know. And it's not good. You know, if we're not doing well, it affects our lives and it affects how we treat people in our performance and work and ministry and whatnot. But half the time, we don't think about it. We just kind of go through life.
And you know, and that right there is a really touchy, really touchy statement.
Yeah.
Because it's really what makes a difference in a lot of relationships and friendships.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like there's no intent involved.
And guys will just kind of chalk it up like, I'm going to keep on going. The guy's instinct is just to say, I'm going to overcome, keep on moving, and keep on trucking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not a girl, so I'm not going to take a look and see how I'm doing. But, you know, we're going to be sad, too. We're going to have feelings and emotions, too. We're going to
And how do guys deal with... How do guys... What is the consequence of that subconsciously? How do guys deal with it when they are feeling sad, depressed? I mean, there's different stages in life.
Yeah.
I call them different seasons in life where men's behavior change. Mm-hmm. But how do you think, as a man, and that you've witnessed, that men deal with those changes?
Well, if you're sad, you kind of withdraw.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know, if you're happy, you take part.
Right.
But you don't consciously think about it a lot.
Okay, if you're having struggles at work and they're talking about cutting back on, you know, the staff, and they're saying that there's a possibility that your department might be eliminated, and you really don't want to bring that fear into the heart of your family, what is the normal reaction or the typical reaction of a man when he gets home?
You know, not being married, I can't answer as well as the callers out there, but my guess is to keep it to yourself. Don't show too much weakness. Keep on trucking.
But that's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point. My point is that most men will keep it to themselves, but they'll withdraw.
Withdraw.
You see, they'll withdraw. They won't communicate that. So the family, or primarily the wife, might misread that.
Yeah.
And not really understand that he's going through a hardship. And I think that this is so important for a lot of us women to understand. The man carries such a great weight of the home, the provision of the home, and what will happen if he's out of a job? What will happen with the mortgage? What will happen with, you know, the second mortgage? What's going to happen with the loan payments? What's going to happen with the car payment? And that's like pounding on his mind if there's a financial struggle. And that causes sadness, depression, withdrawal. And if the woman isn't in tune with what's going on, or if he doesn't communicate it properly, if he starts acting on anger because he's holding it in, or if he starts behaving indifferent because he's holding it in, and that communication is not there, that's where the strain in the marriages come in.
So what is a guy to do? He has to look at himself as well and say, hey, maybe I am burned out, maybe I am worn out, maybe I'm tired. And how do you fix that? What's the practical implication?
Well, there's no simple answer to it, because if there's a real issue involved, like a family crisis or a financial situation, but the communication of it, it's not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength. When you know you're so secure in yourself and you take the responsibility for yourself, we go back to being responsible for yourself, answering for your actions. Why are you behaving this way? And why haven't you hugged me in a week? And why haven't you told me anything? And you're just withdrawn. And it has nothing to do with your spouse. Mm-hmm. It has to do with an inner concern and an inner sadness, inner depression in you. Mm-hmm. And you acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. Then you can turn around and say, listen, this is what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm experiencing. It has nothing to do with you. And that's taking responsibility for yourself and communicating to the person you love or the person that you are involved in, even with friendships. You know, guys are funny. They never compliment. Rarely do guys compliment each other. They're like, hey, dude, what's up? And they're like, you know, what's going on? And
what's up, bro?
What's up? But even if you have a close buddy relationship and you're not answering his calls and you don't want to hang out and you're ignoring him, even that person needs to know, dude, you know what? I'm just going through something.
Yeah. Back off.
Back off, or you know what, I'll call you whenever. But communicating that, and that is still taking responsibility for our own actions.
Mm. You're never going to get into a guy's head. You can't. But a guy has to take responsibility for himself.
Right.
Take a look at himself.
And I think as men mature and understand that, especially if they've done some damage.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying only men do damage, but if what you're saying is true, completely true, then men do damage with their behavior. Because women, we need affirmation, we need your emotions, we need your affection involved. And so if you're withdrawn and you're not communicating it and you're being indifferent, you're doing damage. Mm. Maybe there's a little silent damage going on, but there is, especially if you have people who care for you, even children. Some fathers or parents come home and they're just tired, they're worried. I know this because many times I have come home so tired from work. I have come home with all of these things in my mind, and my daughters are there, you know, sometimes they're excited to see me. Sometimes they're not excited to see me. Sometimes they want to be hugged. Sometimes they don't even want me to talk to them. But I need to communicate. You know what? I'm just going through a lot. I'll go to my room or let them know. Sometimes my behavior hasn't been the friendliest. And they think, what have I done wrong? And it's nothing that they've done.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm the one that's going. Like if you were to ask me on an just out of the blue, how are you doing?
Diana, how are you doing?
You know what my answer would be?
What?
My answer would be, I'm doing pretty good. And you say,
fine.
Well, yeah.
Well, good.
Well, you know, I've noticed that I haven't talked to you much.
Yeah.
It'll
Where
take, you know, it'll
what
take a while.
Yeah.
You know, and depending, because you can't just pour your heart out to everyone who asks you how you're doing.
Well, some people do.
Yeah. How some. Are you doing? I mean, there's people you're afraid to ask how they're doing. Because they'll lay it on and say, well, I went to the doctor and they discovered I have this. And
my toe is green.
My toe is hurting, you know. But
but
what I'm saying is being able to acknowledge why do you, you know, what you're going through. And especially if you know in your heart that you're not feeling peace in your heart and you know that you're feeling troubled. There's something that's really troubling you, especially people who are suffering from depression. And a lot of times depression is just an underlying suppressed anger. You're angry about things not coming out your way. You're frustrated because things aren't working, especially right now in our economy. I know that I have struggled with that area strongly as a single mom. And you struggle, and you right when you think you're breathing, another wave comes your way. What I mean by that is, you know, you finish this and then another expense comes and bills don't stop coming. And you need to be able to come above water and be able to find peace in that and really trust that God somehow will provide. And he always does.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes a little longer than others, but he does. What is my point? My point is taking responsibility.
Taking responsibility for yourself. Your
for
emotions,
yourself.
For how you doing.
Do men have emotions, Aaron?
Of course not. We're guys.
No.
we have no emotions.
Oh, I need some callers tonight.
Our emotions
Please
are
call
hot
us.
Wings and football. That's our emotions. We go between the two. No, we do have emotions, and you know, sometimes we're just down. Sometimes, and I mentioned this before we started recording Spanish Dive, but sometimes, this is just me. Maybe I'm such a blockhead, but sometimes somebody will say, how you doing? And then I'll say, I'm fine. And then later I actually think about it, which is not too often.
Like a delayed response.
Oh. And I'll realize that I've been sad for the last 3-4 days. And I was like, oh, wow. I didn't realize I've been sad. And I'm like, I wonder why. And then, boy, that next step really takes a lot. For me to get to the next step, I wonder why, is a big deal. Because, you know, you got stuff to do. You don't got stuff to sit around and think about these things. But then you realize it. You're sad because of this, and like, oh, that's few and far between. We don't go down that road much.
Right.
But that's a guy. Now, let me ask you this, Evangeline. And maybe we're after the song, we're gonna have to get into more of this. But let's say that somebody, we're talking about recharging yourself, and our listeners have taken a look inside, and they've seen that they are down. They've seen that they are not where they should be. Maybe they've seen that they are in great shape, and that's great. But if they're not where they should be. And maybe, you know, on a Saturday night, it's one of those times of the week, unfortunately, where things can go wrong. Maybe they've, they've done some bad things on Friday night, today on Saturday, during the week. Maybe they're in a bad situation. They committed some sin and they're locked into it. They didn't mean to, but they're kind of stuck in it. Or they just can't get over what they've done. And they need to recharge themselves by getting rid of the shame. What's the first step to do in that case? What do you think?
I think number one is accepting the grace of God is really a big deal, because some people take it for granted and take it so liberally that they think, well, sin today and repent tomorrow, sin today and repent tomorrow. Right. But a lot of it is being able to accept that we are going to make mistakes. And in Spanish, I would say, vamos a cometer errores, punto.
That's, even for Christians.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the Bible says it. And we have an advocate who is Jesus Christ, and he died for us. And if we confess our sins, he is right. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all iniquity. Now, we shouldn't take that grace for granted. But we should also accept it freely.
Accept it, receive it,
enjoy it, and forgive ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, don't beat yourself up. I mean, yes, there are consequences to our behavior. There are consequences to our sin, and we need to be responsible for them.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you know, if you know Christ, you have really, truly repented and you have asked God for forgiveness, and there's things that you have really tried to fix in your life, enjoy the forgiveness of God. Mm-hmm. Enjoy His grace and walk in it. And I think that that's where a lot of us get stuck. We get stuck in the forgiveness of ourselves, and that's where loving ourselves enough. If you love other people and you can forgive others, then you need to learn how to forgive yourself.
And if God has forgiven you and forgotten about your sin, who are we, who are you, who am I to judge?
Espíritu, hoy puedo sentir tu presencia aquí. Yo anhelo tu río, yo anhelo tu paz, anhelo en ti tu poder. Dulce Espíritu, hoy puedo sentir tu presencia aquí. Yo anhelo tu río, anhelo tu paz, anhelo en mí tu poder. Anhelo tu río, anhelo tu